Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Before we begin today's podcast, we wanted to take a pause. There were some events that have unfolded in the past week, specifically affecting Manchester, which is near and dear to more than a few people's hearts within our podcast community. And unfortunately, we live in a world that is not always the nicest, and there are people out there, losers, I think is appropriate, that they do seek and try and do harm to others. And all I can say to that is, you know, the namesake of Manchester United is very fitting, and that not only Manchester remains united and standing tall, but the rest of the world behind Manchester remains united, standing tall, and we will continue. And on that note, let's get going with our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 423 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It is May 27th, 2017, which means it is almost time for E3. And that is just crazy because I could have swore just yesterday it was still February. So, today is going to be our E3 prediction podcast. We've been asking some people to send in predictions to us. So we have a number of predictions from some listeners as well as, of course, our staff. And I say staff loosely because nobody on this podcast gets paid with the exception of me. That's pretty much it. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, I have a fantastic group of participants. Robin Tate, zooming in, zooming out, looking ever so scruffy, might I add.
No, it's distinguished. It's with the beard. It's Robin Tate here, and I'm in Ballymena, and I am in Northern Ireland. And hi. And I think you were just right mentioning that at the beginning. We don't dwell on it. Losers are correct.
Yep.
We'll try and go on through, and our hearts are with those people in Manchester and that are touched by that. It's lovely to be back on the show. 6 weeks, Greg. 6 weeks. Do we get together? But we'll come to that in a minute.
I know. I'm gonna bring the condoms. You didn't think it was going to be that kind of trip, did you?
Oh, my God.
I think I have frozen to death.
Who else is on
our jolly podcast tonight, Greg?
We have a couple other fine individuals. From stateside, we have Miss Nicole Radowski. Nicole.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Hey, I am bringing the energy today. I'm excited. I'm knocking my stand. It's craziness.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to knock Robin's boots.
Not yet. That's 6 weeks out, man. 6 weeks out. It's going to be a love affair. Anyway.
Sorry.
Are you talking to your son or your dog?
No. This is Charlie. Say hi to Charlie.
Oh. Hello, Charlie.
Charlie, we're babysitting. Charlie does not like to not be not held.
And gotcha.
He's over here hopping all over me trying to get up on my lap. I actually sat in a specific chair with arms on it so he can't get up here. And he's very bouncy for a little Yorkie-poo.
Okay. There he is. Okay. Bouncy for a Yorkie-poo.
I tried to get on your lap once, but it didn't work.
No, sorry, Robin. It's because that stupid twat
that – bitch next door.
Those not so nice Scottish, I believe it was. Is that correct?
The one person. person who's not nice in that whole country.
Just the one, mind you. Just the one. All right. And last but certainly not least, welcome back, Mark Wright, spinning the records in the background, audio guru, video guru, extra light, enlightened. You're very bright today, Mark. You're very bright.
I know. It's his screen. I wouldn't call me a guru. I don't think we've any sound going out on the stream.
Sorry. we don't have any sound coming out of the stream.
I'm frantically working in the background. So, hello, everybody. Mechanics here. Right, carry on, Greg.
Right, now, fuck off. I've got to go back to work. Okay. Yeah. all right. Well, E3, it's around the corner. It's going to be exciting. I think a lot of us are anticipating this as being a pretty... I can't see that. Fail boat. Thank you, Robin. What is up with your camera, Robin?
I don't know. It's got a mind of its own.
It literally just tried looking at your crotch. I'm just saying.
Well, it happens more often than you realize.
Of course, this is me saying this on the heels of what I said to start the show. Hey, if you're listening to this on an audio podcast player of your choice, don't forget you can tune in every Saturday, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast. And if you're over in the U.K. and need something to put you to sleep, we are on at 11 p.m. in the U.K. And you can watch us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/OC podcast. And you can also find us on, this is foreshadowing, folks, mixer.com/OC podcast. And we're broadcasting there as well. And, of course, the old YouTubes. Can't forget about the YouTubes. And of course, if you don't have the time and you do want to continue to listen to us, just pull us up on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. Find us on a Google Play. We're there. All right. That is all out of the way. Let's talk about what's been going on this past week. I mean, yes, we had some very tragic news events, but there were some other exciting and not so exciting things that were happening in our lives. My son caught the norovirus. For those of you that don't know, it's a nasty flu bug that basically has pretty much puking nonstop. That was exciting, not in the best way. We woke up to that about 1 o'clock in the morning. That was fun. Yeah.
That's like the best alarm ever, is to hear some kid puke and you're like, I'm up.
Nothing like 1 o'clock in the morning. You're instantly doing sheets. You're cleaning things that you didn't think you needed to clean, like walls and ceilings. It was just everywhere. I mean, I don't quite know. I don't recall my son eating as much as he did, apparently.
It's amazing the amount of puke that we have to deal with over a period of time. I wonder how many gallons it is over a lifetime.
Don't wonder.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. He's doing much better now. He's all good. It made for the long week because the school system out here is so freaked out by the norovirus that they're like, If your kid is showing symptoms at all, they have to not only be out of school for 24 hours symptom-free, but then they tack on another 48 hours beyond that. So basically they told me Wednesday morning that my son wouldn't be able to come back to school until Tuesday because we have a holiday. So, yeah, it made for an incredibly long, long week because I work from home. Yeah.
There we man. Feeling sorry for Mark at the moment because he's there trying to get that live stream going, but bless him.
I don't feel so sorry for him. I mean, he has kind of a godly but also ghostly like image right now. That monitor screen is so bright there we go. Look at now I see Mark.
I can't see the show notes now, though.
All right. Well, so I also got out and threw around my new bowling ball. That was actually a lot of fun. Got out there. It's been a while since I'd bowled, so I bought my new ball, but I actually hadn't gotten out onto the lanes in quite some time. And so I finally got out there. First throw with the ball. It was an off balance throw, mind you, because if you've ever bowled before, there is a certain technique to keeping your weight over your feet when you're throwing around that ball. And so it was off balance, but it was a strike. So I was excited, you know, hey, first ball with the, you know, strike. And then it wasn't so great. Then I struggled a little bit the first couple games that I was doing my practicing with, but, I finished out throwing a 188 and a 182. So
the
I can live with
abides.
That.
The dude abides. Yeah,
I can live
very
with that.
Good. Yeah, well, I mean, sporty stuff today. I mean, I've been on pumping the treadmill and doing lots of walking and been out on the bike on several occasions. In fact, I was out today.
I saw the rather rather
interesting.
Interesting, yes. Outfit that you have ordered. The shirt certainly looked normally enough.
Well, no, I already have a set of that, but it's a different thing. So I ordered another set today so I can have one when one's being washed and the other one. Because I'm doing this regularly now and enjoying it, enjoying the biking. I'm very new to it. It's not very fast or anything like that, but you need the proper gear. You need to stay cool. And I bought the proper shoes. And the shoes clip onto these little pedals, and you can't take your feet off. And you have to remember to twist your feet to the left and right to get them out of the pedals. So when you stop, if your brain doesn't work that out, you fall on your ass. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will. No, but I went out this afternoon. I thought, oh, okay. We were go-karting earlier, and then I had an hour or hour and a half. And I went out, and Judith said, oh, no, there's that big thunderstorm coming. I went, no, it'll be fine. So I get away from the house about 15 minutes or so, and the heavens opened, and I got drenched every part of me. Thankfully, there wasn't that much that I was wearing, but just wet in my shoes and everywhere. And I was coming down this massive hill, and I looked at the little device afterwards to show you how steep this is. My top speed was 38.6 miles per hour in the thunderstorm on a bike with a tire no wider than your thumb. Oh, yeah. No, I'm enjoying the biking. Biking's very good.
Biking is very good.
Doing my best over the last few months to get back to my exercise regime, because I used to run a lot and I haven't.
Right.
So it's treadmill, bike, trying to eat more healthily. And the weight's coming off. I think I've got about a stone off or so.
Nice.
About 6 or 7 weeks. And I'm hearing myself echo.
Yes.
Hiya.
You're echoing.
Yep. I'm hearing everybody echoing.
Ah.
And not anymore.
There you go. So I had that, but I also went on the eBay, and I've had it in my head to buy an Astro Wars. So Astro Wars is a game, a little sort of, not a handheld, but it's a little...
It's bigger than a handheld. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like a miniature arcade machine desktop, probably about the size of a iPad screen, sort of little box. Anyway,
a little smaller than a toaster.
So I remember I must have been 12 or so, and it's a long time ago. And a friend of mine, Aaron Bloody Wilson, his mom and dad bought him one of these things, and I had to go to his house to play it. And he would let me go on it when he died, but he got so good at it, he would be on the frigging thing for hours. And it's just, I don't know why it got into my head, but I went searching for them this week, and I've searched around eBay, and I actually found this guy, and he had one of these boxed along with three other little handhelds, Bandai game, which I'd played before, and Invader, and a Tommytronic 3D Sky Attack game, and there's another one there as well. But the Astro Wars is boxed, and it has the original instructions, and the receipt from Boots, the chemist, where it was bought back in the 80s. So that'll be here in a day or two, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, will I play it a lot? No, but it will look really nice on my shelves over here as part of the collection. So, yeah, so new gadget. And my Audible trip keeps on going on. So I purchased the complete works of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
So it's like 71 hours, all of the books narrated by Stephen Fry. And it's like 80-odd quid to buy this, but I could buy it with one of the credits, if you know. You get a free
credit
every
really.
Month. Yeah.
The credit covered it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I've listened to a couple of the books now, and I had sort of read bits of Sherlock Holmes years ago, but it's brilliant. It's class. So I've listened to a couple of the books, and Stephen Fry's narration is fantastic. But this week, Greg, this week I am looking forward to starting Expeditionary Force Paradise, Book 3, has just been released.
Yeah. So here's my one dilemma with that book. Only because the first two, Expedition Force, I forgot what the first one was called, but then there's Spec Ops. Spec Ops, the second one. But anyway, so it's a great, great book, especially the narration.
Columbus Day.
There you go. Yes. I think the guy that is doing the audio work on that book is just fantastic.
R.C. Bray.
Yeah, I really like the way he brings the characters to life and gives them kind of their own personalities. And in particular, Skippy, I think he does fantastically. And for those of you wondering what we're talking about, this is an audiobook series. It is called Expeditionary Force. And then there's three books now, Columbus Day, Spec Ops, and then book three is Paradise. My concern is Paradise seems like it might be a departure, and I could be wrong, from the main character.
Don't know.
At least that because there's at the end of each book, if you listen through the credits, there's a preview of the next book, the first chapter. And so I was listening briefly to it, and it seemed like it was not the main character, which is completely that's the first time out of the first two books.
Well, so, I'll let you know. I will let you know.
Yes, please do.
Oh, okay, Sarah. So, Sarah, here's everybody.
Awesome.
Thanks,
that's
Sarah.
What we'd like to hear. Thank you for telling us, Sarah.
Baron Bungalore, thank you.
Sorry, everyone. Fact, yeah. Massive apologies there. So, yeah, I've got it sorted.
It's
now.
Mark. It's okay. It's only going to come out of your paycheck.
Windows 98.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. I've got a soundbite for that.
Fucking Windows 98.
Nice. Robin, real quickly, since you are looking at the chat, why don't we give a quick shout out to the chat?
Well, yeah, we've got Sarah there, RCGC, Bang Van Glore. We had Fraser in there trying to help with things as well. Rain and God Zippo is there too. And I'll just have a check and see if there's anybody in the background. Do viewer list. That's us at the moment, but it's great. Thanks for your help in the chat. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Absolutely. All right. So, Nicole.
Yes.
There's this thing that happens every year, in particularly for teachers. and I think you need to talk about this, and it's kind of an exciting time for you.
Last friggin' day of school. It's the second time.
Most parents hate this day, but you relish this day.
Yeah, because then I only have to deal with my two. Instead of, everybody else's 500,000. Right. So, yeah, no, it was nice. Although, for whatever reason, my body is not used to it, so it woke up at the normal hour, and I'm like, I didn't even set an alarm, and you're still getting up. So, and then I went to the pool, and, like, half the kids that are 9 times out of 10 problem children were all at the pool today with their parents. I'm like, great, thanks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be looking at getting a pool in my backyard.
It is best to have a private pool if you can manage that. Yes.
Approve.
Yep. To have a private hot tub for the things.
Yeah.
That
I just switched mine off tonight. It's going to get a drain tomorrow, a change of water. So
Clean that filter out, Robin. Clean that filter out.
God, every day. Chemicals being added.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to get it emptied and refilled again. So.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing that very soon as well.
Friggin', it's brilliant. Do you know what? See, after a hard day's work, I'm sorry about this, but coming home, getting the kids sorted, going out there at this time of year at 10 o'clock at night and jumping into the hot tub is friggin' awesome. It is lovely, and I feel so privileged and lucky that I've been able to do this. But it's just fantastic. And sitting where our hot tub is, we can sit and watch the sun go down and the moon come up. And it's just friggin' awesome. Just fantastic. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Do it if you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Mark.
Yes.
I think we're at a point where we can talk to you now. Calm down.
I have to read Mark's notes for the things that he's been up to. Back to the trusty old Mac.
Yes.
Two words, let's talk about this, Mark. Well, yeah, I don't know. You just try your best to prepare it all. You think you've got it working, and when you go live, it ain't working. I knew what the problem was eventually. The sound output for the Skype wasn't outputting to OBS and all that bollocks. I think we need to
actually do a little groundwork here, Mark. Okay, we need to lay out the story a little bit better. So I need
Richard's settings.
About 3 weeks back, Mark proclaims to everybody. I mean, you were thrilled. You had everything dialed in. Yeah. The show was running like a well-oiled machine. You were the master at everything. There was nothing Mark could not do. And then an update hit. And when that update hit, everything literally just went tits up.
I'll tell you what it was as well. And this is my own doing as well. I used to use game show program rather than OBS, and that was brilliant for me. I had it working perfectly, all the scene switches and everything. And then I wanted us to go to Beam, which is now Mixer, and YouTube. But you can't do that on game show, so I had to go back to OBS. And then that's when it all started going wrong. So, yeah, I'm my own worst enemy, really.
You do like to tinker. Mark, namaste. you are definitely one for the there's new and shiny. Let me check it out.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm any different. I'm definitely right there with you. But you do take it a wee bit further, and I think it's the mechanic in you. You do like to tinker.
Yeah. A lot of people say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But no, I can't keep my hands off stuff.
That is my mantra.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, Mark, it is great to have you back on top of it all. I know you had some trying couple of weeks. Jenny was going through a bit of some health.
Yeah, she's good. Been poorly again. But, yeah, she's okay now, thankfully. So, yeah.
That is
good
to hear.
There's always something to test you, isn't there?
Oh, God, yes. Literally, God, yes. All right. Nicole, fantastic cup, by the way. Gears of War, I saw that.
Thank you.
All right. Let's slide down. I say this slide down. I'm saying slide down, and of course, I don't see any of my show notes.
Yeah, well, we're going to start playing some games, aren't we?
I think we are. We're going to start talking about the games that we have been playing. I'm going to reload my page.
Nicole, you and I have been up to some of the, in fact, actually the exact same stuff this week.
The exact same games.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
There was one night I was in from work very late, and I sat down, I thought, I gotta play some games this week. And I sat down with Mass Effect Andromeda, and I fell asleep within about 5 minutes. And I got a whack round the head about 1:30 in the morning and get to bed. But no, I did go back to it again. I think it was Thursday evening, and I had another really good time with Mass Effect. I'm loving it. I'm just in it, and I'm not hurrying my way through it. My time is limited, and this is where I'm spending my time. And the other thing was Clash of Clans. We'll talk about that in a second too. So how far have you got in Mass Effect now, Nicole?
I'm trying desperately. Because you know how well that works, to stay on the main story. So yeah. I did the 10 hours and got to the point of, the trial. So I did the 10-hour trial and got to the point where I needed to go and push the button for that machine for the radiation.
Yeah.
I can't think. And then I decided instead to go finish a bunch of little things that I had picked up somewhere along the way and didn't even realize I had picked them up by talking to people. Went and finished those three little tasks and then came back and did that. And that's where I am right now. I've gone in, gone out, and that was the last time I played, which was the other day.
Have you been to the first planet, the Eos?
That's where I'm at.
Yet? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. But you go to there and you go away and we'll come back to it at some stage. But yeah. And there is just tons and tons of little side things. I get lost in that.
It's very easy to get lost in that.
And I don't really want to straight line it. Yeah. But it's like catnip to me. You know, another little thing. Oh, well, go and check this out or go and plant those things into there. You can collect another plant, which will help mix more cocktails back at the base. Go and get some more stuff, because I want more cocktails.
Right.
I caught myself dancing in a nightclub this week. Yeah, I was doing a bit of dancing.
There's some quite good dancers in there as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
With that calf, so, down.
Yeah, it's good, you know, and it's... I don't know whether it's the year of living dangerously thing. I don't know. I do have Forza Horizon 3, the Hot Wheels thing, but what I wanted to play was Mass Effect, and it's the thing that I want to go to, and until I have it finished, I will probably not stray that much. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah,
well, you know, I was going to say, one of the things about open world games like Mass Effect and even Dragon Age, The Witcher, you know, I think a big part of those games, though, is the side quests. You know, if you think about it, if you take away the side quests, it's just a linear path game. But when you have these side quests, you have this added layer. When it's done really well, like The Witcher, like Mass Effect, even Dragon Age, I think they're very good at adding those side missions on that are not – they don't feel just bolted on. They feel like they're meshed.
It feels natural.
The story. Yeah.
And I think it's part of the thing where you fall into – the role playing part of it, because I want to come across as a nice writer. I want to help people. Right. That's the sort of person that I am. You know, I don't choose the frig you thing, or I'll be helpful. Yeah, of course, I'll go and risk my life for you. I've only met you 30 seconds ago and you've asked for me for something really stupid. Of course, I'll do that for you. So yeah, but that's, I'm playing as a nice writer. Nice.
Nice. You just help everybody. See your character's ass run across the screen because it's a.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to get her clothes off. Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. Anything at all. Yeah. Nice.
You never know. Yeah. She might like the bad boy, Robin.
No. See, Sarah Ryder doesn't look like.
She's... Oh, that's right. You're playing as Sarah. Yes.
Yeah.
As a lady.
I'm a lady. Yeah.
So are you gonna? Here's a good question, Robin. Playing the lady part.
Yeah.
Are you gonna hook up lady with parts. Dudes?
No, I've swung both ways. I have I have been with the very skinny, muscly guy that works down in the engine room, Liam. He's right. Terribly skinny, not my kind of man. But yeah, we got it on, and I also was with the wild and wacky PB in Zero Gravity a couple of times. I went back a few times there. So yeah, I'll. Whichever way the wind blows. But no, I haven't seen any flesh, alien or human. Well, apart from Liam had his top off and it was all rippled, but he was just like a bag of bones. Nicole, you would have broke him. Do you know? There was no me, Tim. If I was that of persuasion, that wouldn't be me. No.
I don't like skinny guys. I never have.
Yeah.
Suddenly,
I don't like people that look like I can break them.
You're starting to feel uncomfortable. Not 15 minutes ago, you were ordering condoms for our flesh to flesh meeting in 6 weeks from now, and I was getting very, very nervous about it. Dear me.
I'm
going to have to shave down there before I go.
Oh,
just in case.
We're suddenly taking this a little too far. And again, your camera is slowly shrinking down. It's you know,
dear.
The camera has a mind of its own.
Yeah, that's cool. It's just zooming in on me.
Oh, God. All right. Let's talk about Clash of Clans. What's going on there? Right. Is it revitalized? Are you guys back in it full force?
They changed it.
I have never been away. I've I constantly play it. For 3 years, I play Clash of Clans at least 4 or 5 times a day. And that's never stopped. I did step back from the weekly wars that the clan was having, but I have stepped back into that again last week, feeling miserable.
Now, are you guys still in the clan that Nicole wrestled away from Fraser?
Yeah. Yes. And lots of the guys are still there.
Wrestled away? Is that a diplomatic way of saying she stole it?
It was, it was a coup. It was a straight up coup.
I didn't steal the damn thing. He gave it to me.
So what they've done is quite sneaky. A few weeks ago, a broken sort of boat appeared at the side of the screen where the water is. And there was a bit of a story and some video and stuff like that there, and now the boat has become active. You get under the boat and you appear in this new area. And you have to start building another base from scratch. Again, now the characters and the buildings are a little bit different, but because a lot of us that have been playing it for a long time, things are really expensive. Things take an awful long time to complete, 7 days, 10 days, that sort of thing. It's given that we itch again to start improving. The battle system has changed slightly as well. When you don't sort of search, it's kind of odd, Nicole, isn't it? You search for a war, you have your war, and then they do a counterattack on you immediately. Yeah. I don't know how I don't know how that's working. I can't work out how they're doing that.
It's got to be they've got to have an algorithm that searches for someone who's online also searching. And then you probably attack that person and they attack you.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that some of the times I'll have my whole 2 minutes and then they're like zooming through the 2 minutes that it took to attack me or they're already done. And then I did my 2 minutes and I'm like, well, I thought I went first, but
so I've been playing this game now for at least 3 years. I think I've spent a tenner on it. I bought a builder hut or a couple of builder huts. And I think one time I spent a fiver on gems to buy stuff like that. So I think it's it. So I've had my value on it. It's harmless.
And it's fun. And we have a good little community.
And there are little communities there. So
yeah, my daughter's boyfriend just left.
Are they still together?
Yeah, that's what I asked her. I was like, did you guys break up? I was like, he left the clan. She goes, he got bored. I was like, oh, okay.
I see my son Charlie has stepped in. He stepped back in as well twice. Right. Oh, I think it was once from his Android phone and then went back to his iPad because he could recover his old world. So Clash of Clans is still a thing.
Fraser still sends me emails, just private emails, talking about his anger about being ousted.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
Possibly.
What color are your eyes? Blue.
They're blue, but yeah. A little tinge of brown in there. All right, so Clash of Clans still a thing. Awesome.
So that's what I've been up to.
Okay. And Nicole, anything you want to add on to that, or should we forge on?
I'm like pretty much same different. I'm like that was it. It's been Mass Effect and I still play Boom Beach, but
all right. Have you tried the multiplayer on Mass Effect yet?
We played together.
I do remember that night.
Yeah, I reckon we should get together this weekend and do some multiplayer on that, because I reckon that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, absolutely. I'm your man. I'm off work on Monday, so woo.
Yeah, it's Bank Holiday weekend for us, isn't it?
And it's a holiday weekend for us.
Holiday for us, too.
Good.
Woohoo!
Right.
Monday. Yeah. And even better, next Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday, it's a bank holiday in the south of Ireland, where my head office is. So I support them in any way that I can.
As you should. You should.
Is it National Mexican Day or something?
That was last.
My machine's working.
Cinco de Mayo. Robin was out in force on Cinco de Mayo
already.
Yeah. Robin shows up at the taqueria and he's like, "Where's the corned beef hash?" All right, Mark.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit. You have been playing more Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah, I have been playing Forza Horizon 3, unlike Robin, and I've been playing the new Hot Wheels DLC, which is really, really good. It's a lot of fun. Yep. I've played quite a lot of the Snow Mountain, Blizzard Mountain thing as well, because we thought we might as well get the season pass if we're going halves on it. So, well, no, actually, we didn't go halves. You did it as a birthday present for me, didn't you? And Robin, I don't want to see that.
No. Not until July, Robin.
That's until July.
yeah, so because I've been getting back into it, I've been doing the Forzathons. I've not really done them before, but it sees challenges what they set you every weekend. And you get like a rare achievement, but it's no gamer score, but you get like a load of XP, or you get some wheel spins or a car. I've got quite a bit out of it, credits and car and couple of cars and XP. So I've done the last couple of Forzathons, and they're quite fun. Some of them are quite frustrating. I had to do, on the main game, you know where the airfield is, there's that ramp jump. One of the achievements is to do it in a three-wheeler, but you had to do it in a Land Rover, and you had to get 3 stars. Now, get the Land Rover to 135 mile an hour, enough speed to do the 3 stars was a nightmare, because it bounces like a bouncy thing. But yeah, after a lot of... So after a lot of rewinds and tries, I eventually got it done. But yeah.
Can I get a rewind?
Yeah. Bow selector. Yeah, so yeah.
Silence, monkey. Silence.
Is he really
eating a banana? He is. Yes.
If you're going to call us monkeys...
Yes, it is the running joke. It's part of the book series that Robin and I have been listening to. There's a reference to humans as just stupid monkeys.
Yeah.
It is hysterically funny, but it's a good reference. Anyway, continue on, monkey.
So the other game I've been playing is I've been concentrating on my Yolg list, because it suddenly occurred to me it is June in a few days, which is a six-month of a year.
Right.
6 months of a year, and I've completed 6 games probably out of 30, which is not half, which is not good. So I thought, right, I'm going to knuckle down, and I've been playing Doom. I forgot how good this game is. We got this on a sale recently.
Doom?
No, I've not finished it, because we got it in a sale recently. At Christmas.
Yeah.
And I played the first level, but then really never went back to it. But yeah, this is really, really good. I've gone into hell. I've come back now, and so I'm just past the halfway point, I think. But it's so satisfying doing them glory kills.
Yeah, you finished 6. Yeah, 6 games.
Once you shoot an enemy enough times to weaken him enough, it'll start flashing orange and blue glowy outline, and you press your right bumper or your right stick. I can't remember which, and then you do a glory kill, and some of them are really gruesome. But really good fun, and it is a fast-paced game. The Xbox One does a superb job of running this, because the graphic fidelity, it looks superb. I don't know exactly if it is, but it looks 60 frames a second, 1080p.
It is 60. I think it runs at 90p, but it is 60 frames.
Yeah, it looks absolutely gorgeous, and the sound...
I say 90 or 900?
90, yeah, it's 900.
It should be 900, either way.
Yeah. The sound
high fidelity. Yeah,
Uncle Greggles told us about a little trick you can do with the sound on the Xbox One, where you can set it in the settings, the audio output, set it to Windows Sonic, and then set it to Virtual Surround. And this game with Virtual Surround is fantastic. It is really, really good.
That's a good tip for anybody who has stereo headsets, and they don't have a pre-made surround sound headset. If you go into the settings on the Xbox One, and as Mark noted, go to it's Windows Sonic is the setting under the headset, and then I believe you want to go for
the hedgehog would be better,
or the hedgehog. Anyway, it basically does emulated 7.1 surround sound. and it sounds fantastic.
So if you got a stereo headset, like I got one for my birthday recently, one what plugs into the controller.
Dweegie, dweegie, dweegie.
Yep, so you can get virtual surround sound from a stereo headset.
That's magic. That's the power of Xbox.
Yeah. The when you load up Doom, there's lots of stuff on that front menu page. And I didn't even look at half of it. There's a lot of new content. Have you looked into any of this, Robin? The snap map and stuff. I don't even know what...
Oh, no, snap map is user maps.
Is that right? It's like Forge.
So it's level, so go in and play some of those to get your achievements. So you have to do a couple of those.
Yeah.
And you have to make a map or make a couple of maps to get some quick achievements there if you want them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people have recreated some of the original Doom levels and some really, really stupid stuff, you know, as people do. You know, they're so clever with their time that they're wasting their time doing this. There's a lot of crap, but there is some really, really interesting stuff. So it's worth a peep into Snap Map.
Yeah.
The only problem with Doom is when you're going from section to section, the load times are quite long.
Yeah.
But the game itself is really good. I really enjoyed it, but I just really enjoyed it. It didn't blow me away as some other people have, you know, like people... Yeah.
I think that the big thing about Doom was that nobody expected it to be good. So when it actually came out and it was good, because, I mean, you know, that was the first time Bethesda pulled the shenanigans of, we're not going to give preview copies. So everybody instantly was like, uh-oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
And then it was good. And so everybody was really floored by it. But,
It's a nice contrast to me playing Forza Horizon and doing a few hours on this and then a few hours on Forza Horizon again. It's a good mix and match. And like I say, it's just a lot of fun. It's like the experience I had with Wolfenstein. It's a basic shooter, doesn't do anything really fancy or anything, but it's a lot of fun, which is what you want. It's excellent gameplay. So, yeah, highly recommend Doom if you can get it cheap. And I'm sure it's on sale a lot.
Now.
Yeah.
Again, that's another thing that I've started to notice. I'm very tempted to buy lots of games at the moment because I've missed quite a few. And the prices are so good right now, you know, for Battlefield and
sales.
Battlefield, Titanfall, stuff that I didn't.
Titanfall 2 is $15 at the moment.
Yeah, Robin, but it will be a
pull
game.
Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger.
Oh, it's so good. I need to get back into that as well.
I thought about it, but I've got so many other things to play. Why would I do it? Because it will be £15 again.
Join the dark side.
Oh, talking of the dark side, I fired my PS4 up for the first time in weeks and weeks today. Well, maybe months. It still works.
It still works. Pilch send you a friend request, did he?
Why has Pilch got one now?
Yeah, he sent me a friend request on PlayStation today, so he must have.
I don't know. I didn't notice it. He didn't send me one. Boom. Yeah, I sent Nat one. I got one. I'm friends with Richard Natras, little shorty. So, vegan shorty, as I like to call.
Yeah.
If you're in the Discord channel, you'd understand that, but. Yeah. So, yeah, 5 in PlayStation, but it still works. It had to go through the restoring the storage, because I must have left it in standby mode and it must have had its power cut at some stage, so it's been off for a long time. But I need to get back into that, because I need to finish Mad Max as well. Bloody Yolg.
Oh, yeah. Mad Max. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
No. It's not even on sale. It's part of the Xbox thingy.
Game Pass, yeah. I'm waiting for... is Dead Rising 4 part of that?
No.
All right. Because that's what I'm looking for next on sale, Greg. Dread Rising 4.
Yes. I
haven't finished Dead Rising 3 yet, but with Fraser talking about it recently, I want to play that now as well.
All right.
Yeah, that's me. Just
money,
two games.
Money is being spent as we talk.
Yeah.
Ka-ching! Not really. Yeah.
And I might be buying PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds this weekend. I might be. I don't know yet. I might be. Because Fraser's got it now, and Robin's got it.
The way you've been talking, I know you're going to buy this.
Fraser bought it again, because he got it before and got a refund. Now he's got it again. So I'm tempted to get it. Robin's got it, but he's saying it's his son who got it, and he's got a letter from his mummy saying,
Robin has not bought this. It was his son.
So, Robin, right.
That was my wife.
Yeah, no, it was. Right. But it's like a note from your mummy, isn't it?
dear, no, look, Judith and Charlie were out. Charlie was off for a couple of days this week with his school. And he went into the game shop with his mum and bought by himself a couple of Steam vouchers. And he's been playing away at it. I watched him for a while. Again, it's sitting down at a PC, and I don't want that.
Well,
In no way, shape, or form did Robin possibly at all, in any little way, slip a note to his son saying, buy Battleground.
Well, I didn't mention it to him. I'm surprised he didn't. A couple of weeks ago, he didn't really know about it, but he's into it in a big way now. So he's hooked up with some of his friends that have it. And it looks beautiful on his rig.
Yeah.
So, I think Fraser's rig must have been like a...
Yeah, I think it's got quite an old AMD graphics card. I've got a half decent... 386
DX or something like that.
I've got an half-decent graphics card, so I should better run it okay. So it runs Forza Apex. I've downloaded that because that's free. That's another game I've played a tiny bit of. I've done the intro race, and it runs beautiful on my PC. I'm quite surprised, really. So that's about it for me.
All right. Awesome. Let's see. For me, I'm going to get this out of the way real quickly. I've been playing Madden 17 again. For some reason, I got the itch to start playing some football. And then yesterday, Gary DiPolici and I decided to play some Madden 17. And I'm very sad to say I lost 17-12. The game was within my grasp. And I turned the ball over. It was done. But that's okay. We're going to play FIFA next. I am confident I can take Gary in FIFA.
Well, you know what they say, Greg. Penis have a great impact on the World of OC podcast.
I didn't know that was a saying, but okay. Yes.
Would someone please banhammer that man, because I don't seem to have the access to it, please.
All right. More importantly, I got back into playing Dragon Age Inquisition, another BioWare RPG. I never finished the first one. I think I got a little. This is the danger of the big open world RPGs. They have so many side quests that you can just get bogged down in the side quests and you lose sight of the main quests. And at times that can actually derail a game, especially for me. If I don't feel like I'm making progress in the main story, I can get, you know, shiny bells and whistles over here can attract me suddenly, and I'll just be like, you know what, forget it, I'll walk away. But I've been getting back into Dragon Age. It has been nice to get back into it. I've been enjoying the story. Game, it doesn't age particularly well. It feels like a first generation Xbox One game. I mean, it was. I mean, so that makes sense. But it doesn't compare to like Andromeda in terms of its graphic fidelity. But I will say I think I like the voice acting a lot better. The voice acting in that game seems really, really, really good. So anyway, Dragon Age Inquisition. If you never played it, it's dirt cheap now. You can find it someplace.
It's dirt cheap of EA or Access. EA Access.
I'm going to say EA Access. If you subscribe to that, it's free of charge.
There's so many ways to get free games or almost free games on the Microsoft platform.
Almost free games. yes, we pay for our free games. Anyway, so that's it for me. Last little tidbit I'll throw in. I forgot to talk about this earlier, but... So I had noticed on my Elite controller that my right thumbstick was having a little bit of drift, and I was noticing it particularly when I was playing Dragon Age. I would just be sitting there standing still, and suddenly I'd noticed my camera swinging upwards. So I reached out to Microsoft support because I had seen a NeoGAF post. They were talking about Microsoft was doing trade-ins on the Elite controller, basically fixing it, even past warranty date. So I reached out to them, and the customer support person was like, you know, you're past your warranty on the Elite controller. They said, but can I get the warranty or the serial number for your Xbox One S? And what they ended up doing is they basically kind of hitched my Elite controller onto the warranty of my Xbox One S. And so I sent in my Elite controller, and they're going to send me back a new one to replace it. So
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And at no cost, as I'm, you know, outside of the shipping, which was like $6. So I was like, you know what? I'll take that.
Greedy devs. $6.
Yeah, that's
that was actually
that's
the post
good
office.
Service. Yeah. I have to admit, when anytime I've had dealings, I mean, when I first got my first Xbox One and the Kinect broke, and then I had a disc drive fail. But any they seem to have that set up really well. It seems to work well, and that's very important. I think maybe they learned from 360 days, plenty of experience about it. But yeah, I've always had a good experience there. They've always been
very
helpful.
Yeah, Mark, you had some frustrating experiences with them early on.
Yeah, I got console at launch, and the controller you got with it was saying special. It says on it day one controller. Right. And it's got different colour bumpers and stuff, so it's like a bit of a special thing for buying it day one. And that controller didn't work. Because it was all a new system, when I spoke to support, the console, they had a returns set up for the console, but not any accessories. So I had to actually pay for shipping to the Czech Republic for my controller to get it replaced, which wasn't good.
Yeah, I remember you were not happy.
Yeah, I was tweeting Xbox support and AC Bongos, and he was really good about it, actually. Yeah, I had a bit of a frustrating time. And I think that put me on a bit of a back foot with the Xbox One for quite a while. I had a bit of a displeasure and a bit of buyer's remorse for quite some time after then. And especially with dashboard, I hated the dashboard at launch. It was so slow and sluggish and clunky. But yeah, it's great now, all of it now. Apart from, yeah, just pass me the controller.
Apart from
my Elite controller.
We're going to get a visual.
Yeah. The left thumbstick, it lifts up and down. I don't know if you can see that. It's
okay. Great. Yeah, I see it.
Great for audio listeners. It works fine, but it rattles. So I don't know if that's a faulty thing. So after your experience, Greg, I'm tempted to actually ring up and see if
it. What do you mean? It opens. The little magnetic things do come off.
Yeah, but the cup inside. If you can take the stick off, you can lift it up and down. It rattles. Whereas the other one's solid.
Right.
So
what I'm trying to figure out is why you're shaking your controller while you're playing.
Frustration, lots of frustration.
Yes. It's when you're sort of like trying to do all these things in Forza Horizon, and your thumb's getting that sticky with your sweat, and you're lifting your thumb up, and it's lifting the thing up. So I don't know.
Just controllers are not designed to be thrown.
Yeah, and I'm actually in a lot of pain playing games at the moment because I cut my thumb at work yesterday. Doing my timing belt on my own car at work. Ooh, don't tell anyone. I'm having a lot of pain when I use my left thumbstick, which is not fair.
Not fair.
It's not
fair. It could have been worse. Imagine it could be your right hand.
Hey, that's an idea, actually.
No, it's not.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
Wankor.
That's the medical.
All right, Mark, yes. We've got news to talk about. Let's talk about, there's a lot of news that happened this past week, so let's get into that, and then we'll dive into predictions after the news.
Oh, shit, hang on. Yeah, this show is getting better and better.
Yes.
Here is the fucking news.
I blame it on
Here
old
bitch. Here is indeed the fucking news. Really, Robin? It went right to your crotch. Again. all right. Here we go. Far Cry 5 was announced. We got a teaser snippet of trailers at the beginning of the week.
Have I left the Gordon path? The left it.
Yeah, now they're in with Hannah Montana now.
Far Cry 4 was the Gordon path.
Oh, I did not know that. I never played Far Cry 4.
Oh, you missed a good game.
Yeah, well, Far Cry 5.
I tried to play that one on my PS4, Far Cry 4. Hmm. I've never even touched it. Owned it forever.
Yes, folks, you're listening to us for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, Far Cry 5. it got announced. It is taking place in Hope, Montana. The trailer shows basically, you know, religious
Montana, Hope, Montana, Hope, Montana, till the morning come.
You want to get your own back, Greg, when he hosts. You want to come on and disrupt.
I know. Anyway, I don't know what that was, but Hope, Montana, that is where the game takes place. It is a religious cult setting. It basically shows all the promise of a Far Cry game that we've come to know and love. Lots of guns, lots of kind of experimentation in terms of how you approach things. And I'm pretty sure, given that it's in Montana, where there literally is lots of wilderness and not too much civilization, there's going to be skinning of animals. There'll be hunting, things of that nature.
Tars?
So, yeah, I was going to say, I put in my WhatsApp chat, will there be loads of like radio towers to sort of...
Yeah,
like,
so here's my...
And Greg says, yeah, go on, Greg, go on.
It'll be church towers.
Yeah.
Yep, amen.
Church tower. Yep.
Hallelujah.
And so the last piece of news out of this is that it's coming on February 27th, 2018. Don't say anything, Robin. Shut up. The game is released on February 27th, 2018. Let you think about that for a second. Anyway.
I got it now. I'll not shoot my load about that joke.
Pokemon Go. Remember that game? It's still happening. It's still going on. And apparently they released a new update that is dealing with cheaters. So basically how the update works is it basically is what they're calling shadow banning cheaters. And it basically doesn't let them find any of the more exotic monsters. It just lets them find the kind of the humdrum monsters, which I guess are the Pidgey, apparently, is a yes. rather common Pokemon Very. Go monster. So yeah, that's all they see. My question is, how do you cheat in this game? I don't...
Well, you go to a church in Russia and you play Pokemon Go in it. And then you get sent to jail. And that's how you cheat. Hey, what was that American program? Was it called Cheaters? Where the guy yes. went around with the yep. camera. It was on at like 4 a.m. over here.
He got stabbed, didn't he? He actually got stabbed by someone doing yeah. that program. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was more interesting. Talk about just that, like a really... dumb idea, but yes.
That was good. That was awkward. Awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Well, moving yeah. on from that.
Thank you.
On to things about hunting. Monster Hunter XX coming to the Switch.
Is that Monster yes. Hunter 20? Or is it Monster Hunter?
It's actually called Monster Hunter XX.
Is it Monster Hunter in the nude? Triple
I want to say it's...
Maybe the Monster Hunter... is wearing really, really big trousers.
Big Might knickers.
Double X trousers.
Yeah.
No, I want to say they do actually call it XX. I don't think it's Monster Hunter 20. Anyway, either way, it's coming to the Switch. And apparently it is being positioned as an expanded edition of Monster Hunter Generations.
Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter Switcher.
Monster? Did I say Monster?
Yeah, Switcher.
That launched on the 3DS about 2 years back. So,
I just think of GMT Kirk at the end of Star Trek Generations going, it's beautiful. That's it.
Yeah. If you're going to do a James, you can't do it right. You got to. This is not acceptable to give us
exactly.
the game.
That was very good.
Two. All right, Beam, Mark, your favorite new video game streaming service is no longer called Beam.
No.
It is now Mixer.
Yes.
Why?
What?
Do they give a reason?
Yeah, I don't get that name.
So there was some
PR. I get they have to rename it, yeah. But.
Yeah, there was some PR speak about the fact that I think the part of the problem was, like, if you go to beam.com, it's not Beam at all. It's some other service. And they couldn't get the rights to Beam.
And some other companies.
And so they ended up just saying, you know what, let's come up with a different name. So they came up with Mixer, M-I-X-E-R. But along with the name change, they announced that the Beam service will be basically introducing 4K streaming for the Xbox One S and Xbox One, as well as the Scorpio coming up.
Fantastic. I'll be able to get that.
They are going to be also broadcasting the Microsoft E3 event in 4K on Beam. Sorry, Mixer. That's going to happen a lot, by the way. And so that was part of the big thing. And then the other big thing that they announced, which was it's going to offer cooperative streaming.
Yeah, this is a bit I like. Yeah.
This was pretty cool stuff. So imagine the four of us are playing Halo. One of us can invite everybody into kind of the Beam stream. And what happens is it will actually
mix
your
stream,
your video feed. Yeah, it mixes the stream. So we have four different videos of all of our perspectives in the one stream. Sounds kind of dirty when you start talking about it that way, but
don't mix the streams.
Cross the streams, Robin. Don't cross the streams.
Now, but it's Mixer. God's sake.
So this is what got me. There's another service, a popular service where you can stream music and download music called MixLR, which sounds very similar. And if I owned MixLR, I wouldn't be too happy about this because it sounds very much as and also I think Microsoft's missed a trick here because the logo, they've kept it away from the Xbox brand. I thought they wanted to integrate all their services. I thought they might have used the X as the Xbox symbol, you know, the Microsoft Xbox thing.
Right.
And use the X as part of the logo or something, and I kept the Microsoft colours of green, but no, they've gone completely different.
Mark, it's blue, but they do something with the X.
Yeah.
Multicolored. Yeah.
But they also missed the point of people calling the Xbox One an X-Bone, so maybe they're not completely clued in.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the launch thing? I watched it, but I didn't see it live, but I watched it back. The guy who used to do the Beam announcements, who originally owned Beam or worked for Beam, he was sat there with this woman, and she was saying, "Oh, we've got this new name, haven't we?" And he sat there, "Yes, we have this new name, Mixer." I don't think he was very happy at all. He didn't look happy anyway. Unless that's his personality.
And I just realized Beam is a massive company. I mean, my vacuum system throughout my house, up in the cold, bless. My vacuum system in my house is a Beam vacuum system. So,
it was going to be a problem.
You know, you don't want to be, your streaming service to be a sucker. So, and that's what my Beam vacuum is, So.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah.
Hang on. I've got sound effects for that joke, Robin.
And Martin has arrived in the chat. Hiya, Martin. How are you, sir? Good evening. Moving on.
All right. Well, some quick news items. Unfortunately, or expectedly, Red Dead Redemption 2 has been delayed until spring 2018.
No. Disappointed.
I already said that I wasn't, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was expected. I'm disappointed because I was looking forward to it.
Well, it does open up my budget, so there's 40 quid that I can...
It does help a little, doesn't it?
Exactly!
Yeah. Robin, in fact, you can buy Titanfall 2, and you'll get free DLC, including the new DLC they just released, which is adding a new mech.
And you Titan. And I can embark, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
Dropping now. Embark. Bye for Titanfall.
I gotta embark.
Yeah, it is adding the Monarch. I'm just going to ignore you. It's going to add the Monarch mech to the Titanfall roster. Basically, it's a rework of the Vanguard Titan. Basically, it's BT. And they have tweaked it for player versus player. And also there's going to be a free map coming with it called Relic. Hats off to Respawn. They have supported Titanfall 2, with a lot of content free. All the DLC maps are all free. So, again, that camera, Robin, that camera, it's just dipping down. It's trying to look down your shirt now. I don't know what's going on. All right, we already talked about Xbox Game Pass. That's launching on June 1st. That'll be $9.99 a month. It comes with 100 titles at launch. But fair fair play. Half of them look like they're about, half are Xbox 360 titles. The other half are Xbox One titles.
I heard 70 of them are Xbox 360 and 30 of them are Xbox One.
Wow, and maybe that is it. I anecdotally looked at the list.
I might be wrong, but yeah.
It certainly looked like it was not overwhelming Xbox One titles. I guess that's more I was going with this. So, from a user perspective, I think you really need to look at the list and see if it's something that, if you're going to get good value out of it, then hey, $9.99 a month is pretty good.
Yeah. But
if there's just a couple titles and you don't know when you're going to get to it, then I would say hold off. If you want to play one of these games, do your shopping. Look at it online. See if the game very well may be less than $10 just to buy it. So, your value may vary depending upon your game collection.
They are doing a 2 weeks 14-day free trial though, so there's no reason not to check it out.
I kind of think this is absolutely awesome. I think it's a fantastic. I mean, imagine it. You're coming to buy an Xbox for first time or with a small family or kids. Jeepers, right. 100 titles, and you tie that in with EA Access, and you're 80 quid, 70 quid, whatever it is in total of in a year. That's a full library, and it will get bigger and bigger. And E3 is, I've been told that it's going to be a kind of cool thing. And it's not just the basic games. I mean, there's was it Devil May Cry, the full big edition with all the DLC?
Halo 5's in it.
Mad Max is there. I mean, there's so many. Payday 2, isn't that what?
Yep. Payday 2 is there. And there's some good titles in there, don't get me wrong. And the other good part about it, I should, also point out, one, it doesn't require you to have gold to buy the service.
There you go.
But you do have to have gold to play multiplayer. So there's that. And then it does allow for game sharing.
Oh,
so
brothers.
If you have a brother overseas, per se, or a sister living in the county over, you can split the cost on this. Somebody buys it, and the both of you can share it. So,
and if you live in certain parts of Utah and you have multiple wives, you can share it with your wives.
Yeah. Speaking of wives.
Favorite wife.
That's a good segue, Robin. You've been the segue master for me today. Speaking of wives, Battlefield 1 DLC is going to be adding a female soldier class for the first time in any Battlefield game. They're getting a female soldier class. It's going to be inspired by the Russian scout. Those of you familiar with history know that Russia did use a number of women within the service ranks. In particularly, there was a very famous woman. I cannot for the life of me remember her name, but she was a Russian sniper and highly regarded. We don't know any other details other than the fact that it's going to be based off the Russian scout. So that's coming at E3.
Juliet Sniper Bolokhov.
That was exactly her name, yes. And last but not least, speaking of Sniper Bolokhov, Lawbreakers coming to the PS4. Cliff Bleszinski announced that he's going to be bringing Lawbreakers to the PS4 and PC later this year for the low price of $30, which is nice. I think that's that is a good price tag for this game, especially because it's going to be competing with the likes of Overwatch. They're kind of similar. And then he said he did not rule out an Xbox One version later, but he's focusing in on the PlayStation 4 to start, which, again, makes sense. Bigger install base.
He is cool dude with a cool wife, a cool house, a cool dog.
He's got a cool car, a few of them. He's done okay.
No, there you go. It must be, I was going to say, maybe it's Chinny in the chat. But it sounds like Stu, because Chinny wouldn't be a dick and go and look up the name of the Russian sniper. So it must be Stu. So what would you say? Lyudmila Mikhailovna Pavlichenko. There you go. Pavlichenko. Yeah. She was the first Russian in space. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the news. And that leads us to the main event. The main event. We're talking podcast trivia.
Trivia?
All right, yeah. Now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
All right, yeah, I know. You were expecting me to talk about predictions, but yes, I thought, you know, yeah. Let's get the trivia out of the way. So we have a bit of a tight race. Nicole, you've edged out a bit of a lead here. I think you're at least 3 points ahead of everybody else right now, but there's 2 weeks left. This is kind of make or break for a certain individual on the podcast right now, and his name is not Mark Wright.
No. Have you noticed what I'm wearing today, Greg?
No.
I did not.
Oh. My winner's t-shirt. My season two t-shirt.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Mm. Yep. So, that's where we're at. We're into the final weeks. So, without further ado, podcast trivia, Jason Johnson sent it in. We have two questions. They are multiple choice questions. Of course, you at home can play along with this. But our esteemed panel will be playing and vying. No Google, Robin.
Excuse me. Am I 1, 2, or 3?
I know. I'm like, what the hell did y'all do?
Can you delay the podcast, please, and start V3? I have a bit of a...
Yes.
Fucking talking about fucking vomit. Excuse me.
All right. Well, we will be holding on the... maybe we'll just move into some predictions right now. Apparently, I think one of the children just got sick in Robin's house. All right. So, predictions. E3 is around the corner. We have a number of participants from the community that have given us their predictions. So I think I'm going to start there, and then we'll dive into our predictions. Nicole, I don't have yours, actually. So just know I will ask you to give yours, and then eventually you'll have to send them to me.
No, I sent them. I just don't know where I sent them.
That happens. All right, so here we go. Some listener predictions. Dan Natman, we love him from The Gamesman. He said, I predict we will be lied to and that I will find it rather dull. Oh, and there will be at least one technical issue. Now, not much of a prediction per se, but I'm kind of with Dan. Certainly we're going to be lied to a number of times. People are going to promise things that will not come true. Stephen Bull, he sent in saying Microsoft will reveal a VR headset for Scorpio. And Matt also chimed in, and he's MPower343. He said a retail bundle for mixed reality headset and Scorpio with Fallout 4 VR at the Scorpio launch event. So basically this bundle will be timed to come out with the Scorpio when it launches. That's an interesting spin. I'd be surprised if they came out of the chute with a bundle, because typically they don't. But if they wanted to gain some momentum right away, that would be a good way of doing it. And Fallout 4 VR, everybody, I think, is anticipating that. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. John Nyston, Kinney 99, or 999. I think I said that right. Anyway, Kenny, he chimed in. So he had quite a few. He actually sent in an email to the show. By the way, you can send in your own email, podcast@ocpod.com. He said, evening all, some E3 predictions here. So one, Player Unknown Battlegrounds to be this is a little tricky with the linguistics here. So Player Unknown's Battlegrounds to be and it's available right now on Xbox One Early Access, but not PS4, as they don't have a similar thing yet. So he's predicting it'll come to Early Access Xbox One.
It's funny that we discussed that, didn't we, Greg, saying that I've got a feeling they might announce that it'll be on Game Preview. That's what we call the Early Access on Xbox One, yeah. That'd be interesting. Sense. And they turn around and say, it's available now! And then the whole internet crashes because everyone goes out and downloads it.
Yeah, the available right now would be the real surprise. I don't think anybody is overly shocked because they've talked about bringing it to the Xbox One already. But having it available right now in early access would be pretty shocking. He says PS4 early access to be announced, so they'll Ooh. Get their own early access program. That could be interesting. Destiny 2 to be shown at least once every 3 minutes for the entire 5-day event. I said Major Nelson to provide more proof that he is an unlikable arsewipe. Kenny, not a fan of Major Nelson, apparently.
How's that old get? Still got his job. He's not relevant anymore, is he? Still. No offense to the guy. I like the guy, but for the face of the young game players, he's a bit on the old side. That's coming from us old twats, but.
I was going to say that I can't really fault him for being old, but.
Quick, he's back. Hide. Run away.
Yes. Let's see. Sony, he says, Sony to forget PSVR is a thing other than a 30-second sizzle reel, but they're still fully committed. So pretty much, they're not going to do much with it on stage other than a 30-second sizzle reel. He said there may be a small price drop in the hardware for PSVR. And then next prediction, every Ubisoft game shown to have god-awful fake gamer chatter. Ubisoft is known for their on-stage antics. Everybody talking like a well-oiled machine. And that's just not real. Let's face
facts. On the plus side, you can look at Aisha Tyler because she's gorgeous. If she's on again.
I think she will be.
Oh, I hope so. I don't know what it is. There's just something about she's just... Yeah, go on, carry on.
All right, let's see. He has quite a few. So we're at number 7. He has 13, by the way. So Microsoft to announce Crackdown 3 again, minus the cloud processing. So also probably more changes from the original plan. Fans to rejoice. So Crackdown 3 will not have cloud processing, according to him. Project Scorpio to have
just back up a minute. What did you just say then? Crackdown 3 will have cloud backup.
I'm backing up.
Didn't they just announce 2 years ago when they first announced that game that it was all possible with the destruction of a city with the power of a cloud? Didn't they say that?
Yes.
And now we're backtracking on that.
Well, this is Kenny's prediction.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Right.
We're in prediction. Yeah. Yeah, Mark.
Sorry.
Listeners.
Sorry.
Mark are taking this as fact, do not take any of this as fact. These are predictions.
I'm back. The only predictions that are correct tonight that are fact are mine. So.
Factually incorrect fact. He's saying Crackdown 3 is going to come back on stage, but this time they're not going to talk about the cloud processing at all, that it's going to be absent from the game. And that there will be some additional changes from the original plan, and everybody will be excited for that. He said Project Scorpio will have a really silly name, and it's going to launch at $399 and £399. So $399 US, £399. I would love for it to launch at that price. I will cross my fingers for that. And he said, also guaranteed to be unanimously acclaimed and simultaneously slated by respective sides of the moronic fanboy rabble. Yes, I would agree with him on that front for sure. Phil Spencer to once again come across as a thoroughly decent chap. Giant Bomb will make me laugh throughout all of the press conferences once again. Yeah, they do a fantastic job of E3 coverage. If you have never listened to Giant Bomb during E3, I highly recommend it. They are very entertaining. Let's see. Three more predictions from him. Bloodborne 2 will be teased. He said the Phantom Dust remake to release on Xbox One and PC before E3.
It's already out.
Maybe even later today. He got this one right because he emailed this in about a week, 2 weeks back, somewhere in there.
No,
so it was right before
he emailed it the day it came out. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't give him too much credit.
All right, not too much credit. Cheating bastard.
Whose predictions are these?
This is Kenny99.
Kenny99.
Oh, right, okay.
It's mainly a PS4 player.
Yes. And last but not least, my favorite announcement from him, and I say announcement, prediction, XCOM 3 will be announced. And then in parentheses, he said, yeah, right. So fantastic predictions. We have them on file. We will track them. If you're listening to this right now and you think, you know what, I have some predictions of my own, it's not too late. You can send them in. We'll track anybody. If you get them in now, we'll track them. And when E3 hits, we'll be doing a wrap-up show later on, and we'll go through everybody's predictions, see how close we were or how off we were. All right. Well, I think maybe we just keep going with predictions, and we'll get into the news quiz after predictions since we're in the heat of it.
Yeah.
Now.
Sorry about that. Just one of my kids. I picked up my phone to pretend that I was going to look for the answers in the quiz. Right. And I seen a text message from my son from 11 minutes ago to say, Taylor has been sick everywhere, all over the bathroom, all over his bed. Mom needs your help. So 11 minutes after that, Judith has managed to clean it all up, and the house is stinking, and the bed clothes I have now put in the bin, and the poor little chap is in bed, sound asleep again. So, yeah, I missed that one. Okay.
Well, now you know, Robin.
And they're mopping the floor with bleach, and I went, well, look, I must get that.
Anytime you get a text message about a mess, just wait 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Likely it'll be cleaned up.
So thanks for bearing with me.
No worries. No worries at all. It worked out perfectly fine. So we'll dive into our predictions. I think we'll just do kind of a round robin. We'll take each of the console makers, and we'll do some PC predictions. But let's start with Nintendo. We'll just kind of go down the list. Nicole, I'll chime in to have you give yours now, and then we'll go through everybody else's.
Why me first?
Because
you're the biggest Nintendo fan.
Yes, you're the biggest Nintendo fan.
I just said that they were going to announce Splatoon 2, and everything's mostly about the Switch. Announcing Splatoon 2 and showing some of the game footage, announce a remaster of Smash Brothers for the Switch, and announce a small price drop for the Switch because of its success, but for a limited time, and then maybe make it permanent for the holiday season, and possibly announce a holiday bundle with Smash Brothers. All for the Switch. That's all I talked about was the Switch.
All right. No, that's fair enough. I will just tell you right now, your Splatoon 2 prediction is going to get nixed, only because they already announced Splatoon 2.
That's fine.
Well done, Nicole.
But yes, well done. I like it. You're saying Nintendo's going to get aggressive and really push the envelope in trying to win back gamers. I like that. Moving on. So this is my Nintendo predictions. We've got a new Donkey Kong game announced for the Switch, a new Pokemon for the 3DS and 2DS. A different Pokemon game will be announced for the Switch. And then Nintendo will have a significant chunk of time focused on third-party games, conveying that they will get that support. But alas, I think in the long run, I don't think that's really going to happen. But they will do their best to talk about third-party support for quite a while in their conference, their treehouse events.
Yeah, well, they are getting a fair bit of indie support, but the Wii U had a fair lot of indies on it as well. But there's some good stuff. Like Minecraft is now available on the Switch, which is neat.
Yeah.
Traveling Minecraft, a full version, which is something that may come on the plane with me.
It just may. Mm. Mark.
Yes.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo.
Let's talk about your predictions.
They're going to announce a SNES Classic like they did with a NES Classic. So this will be a Super Nintendo shrunk down, small size, with a bit longer cable for the controller this time. And I put in brackets, who cares, but Smash Brothers gets announced for the Switch. And then the next Assassin's Creed game will also be on the Switch.
That would be pretty shocking. Assassin's Creed games are pretty intensive, so I mean that would be a big win for Nintendo to get that on there.
Sure, Skyrim on it either. So, well, if it can run Skyrim, it can fucking run okay, apparently.
Okay, apparently.
Yeah, if you ask people like Gary Lever, it'll run out.
All right. let's see here. So Kim chimed in on Nintendo. She said they will line up. I have to make sense of Kim's predictions here real quickly. Hang on. A lineup of new 3DS games are going to be announced. So, again, not giving up on 3DS. Nintendo will be chanting 3DS again. And then more first-party games coming. All right, Kim, we got to talk. That's some weak sauce there. That's like the sky is blue kind of prediction. Just going to call you out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's just a bit dodgy, that one. Dodgy.
Pretty much. Speaking of dodgy, Fraser Moores gave us his predictions. new Metroid Prime game. He said there will be a Switch XL. And then he put lulls behind it. But a new Switch XL. And then a new Golden Sun game. So those are his Nintendo predictions. Robin?
What? Okay.
Yeah, let's Nintendo. Talk Nintendo.
Okay, well, I think there's going to be an unheard-of AAA IP. I think they're going to announce something new and special and big there. Not a Mario, not a Donkey Kong, something new. Something
okay.
Hopefully better than
something Splatoon. New, something blue, something used.
I think also Virtual Console hasn't came yet. And I think Virtual Console is a big, big thing they can tap into. And I think the first major library that they're going to have available is the back catalogue of GameCube to play on the Switch. I think that would be absolutely class. And then they can release the SNES stuff and all of that. I do think Mark is right. I think they will announce a SNES Classic Mini to be released before the end of the year. And I have no idea about the length of the cable.
Yeah, it'll be short again. Let's see. And also, you know, Jason Johnson, he sent us in trivia, but he also sent us in some predictions. So he is, of course, part of the team here. So Jason Johnson said,
Get better soon, Jason.
Exactly. Yeah, get well soon. He said Nintendo will announce something that fans will have been asking for, but will still F it up in some way because it's Nintendo. So Jason Johnson not putting a lot of faith behind Nintendo being able to get something out that fans have been wanting for. And Robin just got me the water that I really want. All right. Let's Man circle cube back.
With fridge.
Nicole, do you have any Sony predictions?
Fucking Sony. Well, I mixed Sony and PlayStation together.
Okay.
PlayStation.
Sony and PlayStation. That makes sense.
Well, you know. PlayStation. I was in a hurry. I'm like scrolling through. All right. So I'm like, since they already have a 4K machine, we'll focus on games. They will announce two PS4 exclusive games. Yeah, I know. I'm cheating. I don't even want to hear it. Giving back to the community a little, they will announce we can change our gamer tags. And yes, I'm still hoping that they will do that. I'm going to predict that one until they freaking do it. And then Bloodborne 2 will officially finally be announced. And I don't know, I thought I saw something earlier today that said it was. But I think it might have been just a leak, so that would have screwed that one up too. But that's all I have.
Okay, fair enough. For me, let's see, Sony, I said, there'll be no price reductions at E3, but they will introduce a number of new bundles. There will be a PS4 Pro bundle, as well as a PSVR bundle that they will bring to the table and announce. So, hardware package with software. God of War will be delayed to 2018, but they will have a remastered collection for the holiday. And will include pro support. Everything will have pro support, basically, especially coming from Sony. David Cage's Detroit gets a release
date. That's a bit weak, Greg.
Whoa.
Of course it's going to have, everything's going to have pro support.
That's not part of my real prediction. Oh, kiss my ass, you Irish Mexican.
Come up with some. Think about it. You know, all week, where's your predictions? And then you come out with crap like that.
Hello, I just said God of War is going to be delayed till 2018.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Has it actually been given a release date yet?
No.
So how could it be delayed?
Okay.
They did say holiday 2017. Just saying. All right, David Cage's Detroit gets a release date for this holiday. How's that? All right. There'll be a new Death Stranding trailer, but no release in 2018, so it'll still be way out. There'll be a new Infamous game that gets announced and shown for 2018 as well.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Mark, please, give us your Sony predictions.
Yeah, I put The Last of Us Part 2 will have a playable demo at the show, and they'll show us someone actually playing proper gameplay on stage. God of War.
Again, the sky is blue. Just calling you out.
Last year, all you saw was Ellie playing a guitar. That's all you saw.
All right, continue on.
God of War will get a release date of spring 2018.
Jeez.
It will get a release date, not get delayed because it's not been announced yet. It will get a release date of spring 2018. And Bloodborne 2, the sequel to one of the best PS4 games out there, will get announced with a teaser trailer. The crowd will go wild, drops a mic, exit stage left.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
High five on that one, Mark.
Yep.
Kim came in with some strong predictions of her own. Far better than her Nintendo ones. I just want to throw that out there. Bloodborne 2 will be announced.
Oh, that's free of us, yeah. Yeah.
You know, she started
off
strong.
We almost Googled the same prediction page.
Yeah, she started off strong. Bloodborne 2 gets announced, and then she followed it up with a lineup of possible VR games. Right. Again, Kim, I love you to death, girl. She also said God of War 4 gets a release date. So maybe I'm totally in error. I always thought it had said it was holiday 2017, but maybe that's incorrect. So God of War 4, she said that we'll get a release date, which, again, that
did
blue
she,
sky.
Did she give it a release date or just said it will get one?
No, just gets a release
date. At least I give a bit of a window of a release date. Come on, Kim.
We have a serious, serious issue going on right now. All right, let's see if the Canadian did any better with his predictions. Fraser Moore said Sony PS5 gets announced, coming in strong.
Wow.
PS5 announced. PSVR new version gets announced. So PSVR
a new version
2.2 new version.
Wow.
XL.
New and improved.
Mm-hmm. PSVR XL. Yep.
Yeah. It'll do more than 720p.
They're not going to try sweep under the carpet like we did the other Sony peripherals and what we released.
We don't talk about that. No. New Ratchet and Clank game will also get announced.
That'd be good.
According to Fraser Moore's. Solid, solid. Now let's hear from our pedestrian Irishman.
All right, okay. So, Rocksteady. I've got problems with PlayStation because you talk about all this stuff like God of War and Detroit Become Human and Death Stranding and we've seen all this stuff last year, and we're going to see lots of it again. I don't think we'll see that much of Death Stranding because there was quite a bit earlier on in the year. But my problem is that this is what they do. They show all this fantastic stuff, and it looks wonderful, but it's years away.
Yeah, that's right. Why I like Bethesda. They show a game, and it's out that year. But I think so. Spider-Man's out soon, isn't it? That looks awesome.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, prediction, and this is Sony, but it's Rocksteady. It's about Rocksteady. Rocksteady have been in not doing anything, no Batman stuff for quite a while. I think that Sony are going to snatch Rocksteady and stick them on the stage and show off whatever Rocksteady are working on, whatever that big new game is, as a bit of a wow. Here's Rocksteady and they're with us. And right. Here's their new thing, and it's exclusive or first on Sony platforms. So yeah,
That's a pretty solid prediction, Robin. I give you credit on that one.
Thank you. Again, the next thing was something I said. We've seen lots of the same stuff as we've seen last year. I think God of War is 2018. I think Become Human is 2018. Death Stranding is
2118. But I do think that Gran Turismo and right, out of the ahead. Ones that we've seen last year, Days Gone.
Yeah.
I think there has to be at least one of those that we've seen last year will release this year. Mm. And I think that one is Days Gone and Gran Turismo will get a release date this year.
Yeah.
That Gran Turismo makes, I mean, out of all of them, the most sense. It's in beta right now. So the fact that it's in beta tells me it's got to be close to coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is a bit left field. Sony retired the Vita to historic hardware a while ago. I just don't think that they're completely out of the handheld market. I just don't. And I think there might be a tease of a new Sony handheld, especially with the success of the Switch now. Maybe it'll just be an idea of their new handheld, but...
Or a Vita 2. You know,
yeah, well, yeah, I don't think it would be... Maybe
Vita
that.
Pro.
Yeah, XL. yeah, it might, I think the Vita will be, the name will go, but I think there could be another handheld. And I know it's not massive market, but it's the sort of stuff that Sony does. So, yeah. And finally, a bit like Fraser, I don't know if it'll be announced, but we'll definitely, the last few seconds of the presser will be a nod to the PS5.
Yeah, I think you guys are effing nuts. There's no way going to be announcing the PS5. Not
but
this.
But you imagine
they're going to be pushing the Pro. The Pro's only just come out.
Yeah, I know that. But we just see they're attacking the Scorpio as a the PS5 coming towards the end of next year, sort of thing.
That will piss off their fans to no end.
Yeah.
I mean,
or okay.
Stranger things have happened.
We're working on the new PS5, which will come in a couple of years, which is enough to put people off buying a Scorpio.
And we'll also just, buying a PS4 just, Pro.
We'll just stick with Sony.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, so there you go. That's Sony.
Sony!
Right. Jason Johnson shot in, Sony will announce a service to compete with Microsoft's X Game Pass. Now, again, I like calling people
got
out.
This,
they have something out
it's
already.
PS Now.
PS Now.
Yeah. But it's different because it's streaming, not downloading.
But it's
similar.
But they paid so much money for that. I don't think there's any possible way they're going to want somebody not to be doing that service. So I find it hard to believe they would do that. But again, stranger things have happened. Who knows? All right. So we've got through Nintendo. We've got through Sony. We want to talk PC or Microsoft next. Where do you want to go?
I suppose we can go consoles. Might as well finish the consoles off, yeah.
Yep. Let's go Microsoft next, Nicole. What is going on? What are you thinking? Predict some Microsoft.
My first one's weak sauce. Sorry. As you said, that they're going to blather about Scorpio and show how pretty it is. That's it. Show tons of Destiny 2 footage, announce a new Halo game in the works, and that's it.
I don't think they'll show a lot of Destiny 2. I think Sony will, because Sony's got the...
Sony!
See, that's an interesting thing, though. So this is one of those delicate things, because Sony does have the marketing deal with Destiny 2. However, Sony had the marketing deal with Call of Duty, and I believe we saw Call of Duty on stage with Microsoft as well.
Yeah.
So it's been known to happen.
Yeah. They could reinforce that multiplayer is the place. The Scorpio is the place to play multiplayer. And if you want to get the best out of it, that's maybe where they'll try and tackle that. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Hmm. Interesting.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. We'll find out how good we were with these when it all finishes up in just a couple of weeks. My Microsoft predictions, Perfect Dark gets a makeover, making it a third-person stealth action game akin to Uncharted.
Okay.
New Mech Assault gets announced.
You wish.
Every friggin' year.
Alpha Protocol gets announced, its sequel gets announced with time exclusivity deal with Microsoft.
Okay.
Halo 6 early beta access gets announced with Crackdown 3 purchase. Remember, Crackdown.
We did that last time, yeah.
Did it with Crackdown originally. I think it's a perfect opportunity to try and boost Crackdown 3 So without, you know, we know Halo 6 is coming. They don't have to really announce Halo 6 other than to say you'll get beta access with Crackdown 3. I think that is a brilliant play.
Because they can say that because of the major rewrites that are going on with it right now as well.
Right.
So, yep. Very good. Yeah.
And then finally, I did say Scorpio will come in with a $3.99 price bomb to end the show.
Yeah.
I think Phil Spencer wants his mic drop moment, and that will be a mic drop moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
That last one's right, yeah. My first two are quite safe bets, really, on Microsoft. Forza 7 announced, it'll be a launch title for Scorpio, and it'll run in the, ubiquitous 60 frames per second 4K resolution. Halo 6 announced and will also be a launch title for Scorpio. Again, 60 frames per second with a 4K resolution. They're going to announce a sequel to Sunset Overdrive. So Sunset Overdrive 2 will get announced. And that's my further prediction.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think a prediction of mine, and I mean, I won't file it as an actual prediction, but I think every first-party title from Microsoft coming out this year is going to be 60 frames per second, 4K. I would be shocked if it's not.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, she chimed in. By the way, Mark, very nice. I don't think we have anything to say about your predictions. They feel right in the wheelhouse. Sunset Overdrive 2, that would be a pretty big surprise.
Yeah,
I would be surprised by that one,
and especially for the listen to the fans and actually improve on the bits what people didn't like. Because that game, although I've not played it yet, it's on my old list, but I've heard a lot of people say it's good, but there's just these quirks where they should have ironed it out. So yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of it's possible, Kim chimed in for Microsoft, finally getting a price point for Scorpio and a release date.
I think that's pretty nailed on, isn't it?
I would be shocked if we don't get those at E3. Scalebound will be brought back from the brink. That would be shocking.
I can't see that happening, but yeah. There'll be a lot of people going party time on that.
The last one is Cuphead will finally get a release date.
Oh, flip me.
And it will be soon. I think that's the key part of this. So what does "and it will be soon" mean? And I think we as a group should decide. I think that would mean within like maybe 2 months' time frame.
Yeah. That moment.
At
the show, it's available now.
That's how they. One of the only ways they can redeem the delays.
And this is I know for a fact this is a prediction what Kim wants to happen, not what she thinks will happen generally, because I know she wants this game so bad.
Fraser Moores went for, I think, a rather obvious one here. He said VR announced for Scorpio. It kind of already did get announced last year. They basically talked about Scorpio being able to provide VR. So I felt this was pretty safe, especially that Microsoft also came out with these, mixed reality VR headsets. From AMD and HP.
Weak.
Yeah, that said that they would be available for Windows and Scorpio. So, yeah, pretty weak there, Fraser. Pretty weak. Battlegrounds is timed exclusive. He said thanks to Greg. He's taken the bet that Battlegrounds does come timed exclusive to Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And then something very big announced for Xbox Live and PC console integration. So that's specifically vague. I don't know what to make of that, you know? It's like something very big announced. It's for Xbox Live and PC console integration.
A lot of the Play Anywhere games, they've started doing that anyway. I'm like, Gears of War 4, PC players can play with Xbox One players. But if they widen that to a lot more games, that'd be good.
Yeah, the Play Anywhere stuff. I mean, I don't know what else they could do that would be any bigger, because you can play your Xbox One game on your Xbox or your PC. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Fraser, your Microsoft predictions. That's my sound effect for that. All right, Bongo. Let's hear it.
Okay, we're gonna have for Xbox and Microsoft a really, really, I think we've all sort of hit it there, an aggressive price for the launch of Scorpio. I think that $399, 399 quid thing is very, very likely. They'll probably lose money on it there, but I think to make it attractive enough for people upgrading.
You realize that with all of us making this prediction, it is absolutely not going to come true now.
Yeah, well, it's either going to be sold. If it's $500 or $499,
I think you guys are wanting this too much. I reckon it's going to be $600. This thing.
Yeah, well, it depends. If they get up and go, well, this is the premium device for a small band of our users that want this sort of performance, and that's what it is. That's the way they're going to market it. But if it's going to be the main machine to replace Xbox One, that $399 has to be it, which it'll eventually get to $299.
I hope it is.
So, okay. Xbox Game Pass. I think this is going to be expanded greatly. I think they're going to make a big thing of it at the show because it's only sort of soft launched now. I think Microsoft will announce that all first-party games will be part of Game Pass within a year and a half to 2 years of their launch. So every single, like a Halo or Crackdown, that will automatically go into there. And that will make that very, very attractive. I think it will be a must-have. I think Game Pass will be a must-have for a lot of people. You mentioned a couple of things there as well. I think they're going to make a massive thing of Crackdown. Crackdown is going to be the game that we are going to be talking about again. And also one that we've kind of missed out here is Fable. Mm. And Fable could be back with a vengeance. Big style there.
As I want that to be the case, I have a hard time believing they would bring it back so soon after killing it off.
I'm going to say, I think they pretty much put their own nail in their own coffin with that game.
Yeah,
I loved the Fable franchise. Yeah, 2 and 3 I loved. But yeah, they just went too far with it, didn't they?
Yeah. I'd love for there to be a Fable, but I don't see it happening.
And especially with them killing Fable Legends. They went right up to beta stage, you're nearly ready for launch, and then Matt, what it? Pulled the plug?
Yeah, well, with a lot of the Fable games are now, the backwards compatible, they're in Xbox Game Pass, they're there quietly in the background, so maybe. Again,
I hadn't written that down.
Maybe with Sea of Thieves this year, it's too close.
I was just going to say, Sea of Thieves will be the new Fable sort of thing. Game, but it'll be the new thing, the big thing. Sea of Thieves.
Rare would be the perfect company with that English sense of humor to make a Fable game. Anyway, and my final one is I know. Fraser touched on this and it was a bit weak, but VR, I think, for Scorpio is going to have Oculus support. I know they've got their own MS, their own devices, but I think a big thing would be Oculus support, and they already have the links there and the tie up, and I think that'll be a thing. Don't know.
Yeah, that would be big.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty big.
It would, because you need quite an expensive graphics card to run Oculus.
Yeah.
So that worries me about the price of a Scorpio. If we're talking about VR for Scorpio, I don't know.
Oculus or the new version of Oculus is coming out, or something like that.
They have been talking about making a wireless version. They've been talking about making a more inexpensive version. So that would be a big win.
So there we are.
That's a bunch of lies. Jason Johnson, though, still have a few more here. He chimed in. He said Microsoft will show us the Scorpio, announce an official name for the console, and announce something Halo-related for it.
Oh, that's a thing,
It's fairly safe, though.
But we haven't discussed this, have we? Just off the top of your heads, what do you think they're going to be calling it?
So I've been... No, not Halo. We're talking about Scorpio.
I'm just kidding.
Because it's going to have a Scorpio engine. They're keeping the Scorpio name for the architecture.
The engine, yeah.
But, yeah, what we're going to call the console?
I think it's going to be the Xbox X.
Yeah.
The Xbox One X.
It'd be an absolute
Xbox One X.
I would piss my pants if we called it an Xbox One Pro.
Oh, no shit. No shit. I mean, I heard somebody else talking about, I was talking with Steve Conker. We were talking about Nintendo with all of their deluxe branding of things. So Xbox One Deluxe?
Yeah.
I don't like the...
It's a shame.
It sounds fat.
Yeah, it's a shame they've already released an Xbox Elite with an SSD drive because that would have been perfect for this, the Xbox Elite. Yep. Unless they revisit it and call it the Elite.
Sorry, Martin. Xbox One Vista. Yeah. No, Martin. Yeah. That is not going to happen.
Fucking Windows 98!
That would be
maybe
brilliant.
They'll go for something completely different. I mean, I'm looking here at a Bioshock poster. Maybe they'll go for a new word. Maybe it'll be the Xbox One Rapture.
I mean, out of all of the companies, I mean, Sony has been the most stable when it comes to the console. They have stuck to that number thing like glue. Nintendo and Microsoft have been kind of the oddballs, if you will.
They
just come up with
the Xbox
crazy names. Waffle. The Xbox Waffle.
Oh, I'm calling it a waffle. Oh my god.
Xbox 180. Oh.
Millennium Teflon or Teflon Xbox One Millennium Edition. Yeah, 10 years too late for that.
Yeah. Sorry, I sidetracked you there. So, yeah, back to what we were saying.
It's good. It's good. We never got it. We got nowhere near it the last time. So.
No. Yeah.
Anybody down with Xbox One, 2?
No, I went to a Switch.
Xbox One, 2?
Millennium Edition.
Pro Elite. Platinum.
How about the Xbox 110?
Platinum.
Oh, the Xbox One for all.
I'm going to put my flag, my tent pole is around Xbox One X. I think that is the name.
Yeah. And we'll have the exhibit come out on stage and announce that they'll be doing his X.
Yep. Bam. All right. I think
triple X.
Triple X.
Did anybody do any PC related?
Yeah, well, I did.
Yes,
some.
Mark,
well,
you've got some.
I did Greedy Devs of the Collective. So these are like general things. I put Assassin's Creed's new game will be pimped out big time because it's been a 2-year gap this time, and it's going to look awesome. Bethesda announced Skyrim 2, and it will be out this year at Holiday 2017. Bethesda also announced a new Wolfenstein game.
I think that's highly likely.
EA will pimp the shit out of Star Wars Battlefield 2, but they'll mainly concentrate on the single-player campaign part of it. There'll be a playable demo on stage, and then they'll ruin the whole showcase by showing a new and improved FIFA and Madden.
It's a very detailed prediction that is also the safest prediction possible, because I think all of that is highly likely, and I guarantee we will see new and improved FIFA and Madden, because... Yeah. Madden is moving over to the Frostbite engine.
Yeah.
And they'll show improvements on FIFA.
Every year. So, yes. That's better than ever. It's new and improved. 100%.
I had a couple PC ones as well. I said the PC E3 show will once again be a bit lackluster affair with indie reveals, but no AAA on-stage megaton announcements. VR will not be a focus of the majority of games that do get shown at E3 for PC. And there will be zero talk of this thing that we all loved, the Steam Box. Remember that? Remember that, how great that was going to be?
Yeah.
The Steam Box is dead. That dream has sailed. There will be no discussion of the Steam Box.
Half-Life 3.
No.
Confirmed.
No.
Confirmed.
No. Jason Johnson had a couple extra here. Bethesda will announce a wholly new AAA IP that will be the main focus of their show. And then EA will show off at least three count them, 1, 2, 3 Star Wars games with Battlefront as the big game of their show. And I'm assuming Battlefront 2 is what he's actually meaning there. And yes, that part I agree with. I don't know about three Star Wars games. That's a lot.
Yeah. Hey, Jason said the Xbox 4K.
Yeah, that sounds quite plausible.
It does, but the reason why I say they don't do that is the moment they have a game that can't do 4K on that machine, they're screwed with the public perception. So if a dev comes in and says they weren't able to produce a 4K game on the Xbox One Scorpio, that hurts them if their name is 4K. So I think they stay away from that.
So, what about
that's
the weird
thing? That's why it's
not
called the Xbox One 1080p, because it can't do it.
Exactly.
The Xbox One 900p.
Will we have any weird little developers having a cane and a weird hat and come out in a kimono? You know, is there always something weird?
Yeah.
You know, space ponchos.
Ubisoft are going to do something weird out there. Like, last time we had, what it Just Dance,
Just
we all came
exercise,
on and...
Exercise game.
I do predict we will have at least one Japanese developer come on stage wearing some kind of ridiculous head thing. Remember those... I can't think of what they
are. Headband?
No, it's a little headband. It has little dongly things off the top of it. If you're seeing the video, you would know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
There'll be one dev from a Japanese studio on stage, and he'll pull that off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to everybody who sent in your predictions. And like I said, if you still want to send in a prediction, you can. We will keep them. We'll archive them. We will, of course, read through them next show or the show after that. But for sure, after E3, we will go through all of the predictions and just see how good or bad, likely bad, we were. All right. Now it's time for trivia. It's time. This is the moment. Rob, and it's great. Robin, the camera zoomed in on your face. It was good. All right. So, Nicole, you're going to be number one. Robin, you are number two. And Mark, you will be in the third slot.
All right.
Or third slut.
I don't even get sloppy seconds, me. I'm loosely third.
You're bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
Here we go. Multiple choice questions. Trivia provided to us by Jason Johnson. Jason, once again, thank you so much for doing this each and every week. We really do appreciate it. Here we go. This is Make or Break. Robin, put Google down.
I was just checking if those puke again, so it's okay.
Right, yes. All right, here we go. Number one, which entry in the Mortal Kombat series was effectively a reboot of the franchise? Which entry in the Mortal Kombat series was effectively a reboot of the franchise? Was it A, Mortal Kombat 9, B, Mortal Kombat 10, C, Mortal Kombat 8, or D, Mortal Kombat 7? Which of those four games was basically a reboot of the Mortal Kombat series? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Look, I have no idea what letter that was.
All right, that's fair.
It's not
enough.
A letter.
So,
it's a number.
I know, it associates with a letter.
Interestingly enough, we have two different answers here. So Nicole and Robin both have answered D7. And Mark has gone with B10.
I thought 10 were a reboot, yeah. The new one.
Yeah. Well, effectively, everybody is wrong. It was, in fact, number 9, and the entry was just called Mortal Kombat, and it basically was resetting the game from the previous stories. So there you go. Mortal Kombat 9. All right. Now, here's something that this is not in anybody's wheelhouse. This is going to be interesting. Not that Mortal Kombat was in any of your wheelhouses either. which developer made the MOBA that has players taking on the role of different gods. So,
oh, I know the game.
Yeah. Which developer, and Jason Johnson threw these together kind of on the fly for me. So, anyway, which developer made a MOBA that has players take on the role of different gods? Is it A, IO Interactive, B, Riot Games, C, Hi-Rez Studios, or D, Blizzard Entertainment?
Shit. I know the game, I don't know the dev.
Developer made the MOBA that has you taking on the role of the gods? Is it A, IO Interactive, B, Riot Games, C, Hi-Rez Studios, or D, Blizzard Entertainment?
Yeah, one of these is up for a purchase right now.
I know the game because my nephew, my nephew plays it because he loves it. I don't like it, but he plays it a lot. So I know what game it is because of the gods. I know which god he plays as well. But I don't know what the fucking dev is.
Yeah. Well,
quickly again, just the four companies again, please.
IO Interactive, Riot Games, Hi-Rez Studio, or Blizzard Entertainment. Out of those four has made a MOBA that is having you take the role of playing as different gods?
Okay.
I need your answers in 3, 2, and 1.
I don't know what number that was for letter either. So.
All right. Nicole said Hi-Rez. Robin said Riot Games. And Mark also said Riot Games. Riot Games.
I nearly went IO, but I think it's Riot. The game Smite, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Because League of Legends and Dota are classed as heroes, whereas Smite, the gods are.
Right, they are gods.
Yeah. Come on,
put that in the high. You'd go Hi-Rez Studios because that is the right answer.
Oh, lucky guesser again.
Oh my God. Hi-Rez Studios. Well done, Nicole. Well done.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah, for the record, IO Interactive, I don't think they make a MOBA.
No, IO are in the process of a possible takeover. That might be something that happens at E3 as well. I'd say Microsoft might buy up IO Interactive.
Well, Square Enix is selling them. But interestingly enough, it doesn't sound like they're giving up the IP. Because Square did say that Hitman games would go on regardless of if they sold off the studio. So,
but that doesn't mean they're doing them.
Oh, true. I mean, that doesn't. But I wonder if they're looking to keep the IP, which, I mean, if they do that, that makes that studio less than attractive to somebody to purchase. Because honestly, if you're going to buy a studio, you want to buy the IP that they've been working on as well. You want it to be a package deal. All right. Well, Nicole, I think that pretty much cements things. Yeah, I'll do the math and go back. I have to listen to show 421 to figure out if there were any points earned by somebody other than you, Nicole. But pretty much, you're in a very safe spot right now.
When does the season finish?
It finishes up on the week before E3, so next week.
So next week, yeah.
See, and y'all be happy to know I'll be out of town next week.
Well, there we go.
I'm going to walk the Stalker Con.
You're going to go walk the Stalker Con? Well, before you do that, maybe, just maybe, you could walk us down new releases coming up.
Ooh. Yes, I can always do that. So, I'm hoping we have music. I have no idea.
Yeah, you've got music.
Yay! Oh, yeah, I can barely hear it. Yay! Okay, so the new releases for May 27th through June 2nd for this year, 2017. This huge list, I don't know if we can handle it. It is gargantuous. Don't Starve Mega Pack for the PS4, Xbox One on the 30th. Also on the 30th is Star Trek Bridge Crew for PSVR, Rift, and is that Vive or Vive?
Yes, Vive.
Five. Okay. And then Formula Fusion for the PC on June 1st, and Tekken 7 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on June 2nd. And that sums it up.
Yeah, Tekken 7, I mean, that used to be such a big franchise. And now it seems like, I mean, yeah. I haven't heard anything about this game. It's been a very quiet launch.
Didn't they have something on stage last year? I think it was a Sony thing about Tekken.
Probably. I think so. I don't know. I haven't
show,
been following
show anything.
It.
Tell them it's a couple of years away.
Nicole, we might as well talk real quickly also. I'm going to keep you at work here. What are the monthly freebies coming up?
So our monthly freebies, the Games with Gold for May. So on the Xbox One.
You mean June?
Oh, yeah. Technically sorry, June. It says yes. May. I'm reading does the it? Notes. It does say May.
Sorry.
It is
not
June.
Your fault.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm already in June. Anyway, Speedrunners, available June 1 through 30th on the Xbox One, so you get the entire month to download that one, and it's a $14.99 value. Well, not bad. Don't know what the game is, though. Watch Dogs is available June 16 through July 15th on the Xbox One. And DLC for Phantom Dust will be available for the entire month of June on Xbox One. On the 360, I love you boys. I really do. Assassin's Creed 3, not Big Ass.
Big Ass Creed.
Big Ass Creed.
Assassin's Creed 3 will be available June 1 through the 15th. Oh my gosh. Somebody is playing in the notes. Mark.
What, me?
Dragon Age Orgasms, really? You guys are like a bunch of little 15-year-olds right now. That's usually me. Kids jump.
Yeah. I think they're just a little punch drunk. It's late.
It is very late. I don't even know the name of it anymore.
Origins.
Dragon Age Orgasms.
June 16th through the 30th on Xbox 360 and backwards compatible on Xbox One. Moving on to PlayStation after we're done with our big ass and our orgasms. It's not officially been announced. So, yeah. Stay tuned. We'll have that next week.
Yeah, it should come next week. So,
yeah. Yes. There are some rumors out there, but we don't like to speculate, do we?
No, we do. Absolutely. What are the rumors, Mark?
I can't remember now.
Oh, well, keep talking. You are no good to us.
Keep
all
talking.
Right, Robin.
Oh, I got it right. Here we go. Leaks, right.
Hold on.
Hold on. So, we've got
fake news.
Fake news, that's what we've got.
Life is Strange and Killing Floor 2 are the rumours. So, there you go.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Life is Strange is good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sarah said that as well, yeah. So, that's...
Yeah. Hashtag fake news.
You heard it here first.
Do we have anything we need to play right now, audio-wise?
No, not really.
Mark as much warning as possible.
No. I don't like opening the show notes because it makes me look Casper the Friendly Ghost. So I've got to play a clip of it now. What am I playing?
No. No, let's just talk about Dirty 30.
Let's just talk about it.
Year of living gamelessly. Okay, so just a quick update. I updated the website today. So everybody up to right now on bongo.ocpod.com is completely up to date. The top five people that have completed games so far, Paul PG Tips has completed 26 out of his 30.
He's a machine.
Fraser has completed 21. Terraform 20, Dastardly Jabby 20, and Pilchreed 16. Now, Paul PG Tips, he has completed at least 35, 36 games this year. Even the last week, there's games completed there, which he didn't have on his list. The man is a monster.
How? I mean...
He lifts a controller and he puts batteries in it and sits in front of his TV.
I've got a special sound clip for him, actually. No one means to have all that power. The clock's
ticking, I just count the hours. Preach. So, Paul, yep. Amazing. Go and hit that 30. Go on. There is a
Year of Living Gamersly coffee coaster waiting for you. I would love to get you over the line, you know, 6 months into this thing, just about 6 months into it, that somebody's done it. Yeah, fantastic. Lots of completions, loads and loads of people. If you want to find out what it is.
Those last four games, he won't be able to complete all of them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Four left, and it'll take him over a year. We lost Nicole.
Yeah, hopefully she'll come. So, look, this is, if you haven't heard, if you're a first-time listener, there's a lot of us, 40-plus of us, trying to complete 30 games from our backlog this year in hashtag YOLG. And it's all part of the thing which is our Victory Achieved competition, which runs for 3 months at a time. And how it works is you finish a game to completion. Completion is not all the trophies or the gamer score. It's where the credits start rolling up and the game story is complete. What you do then is you take a photograph, a selfie, with the credits in the background, and you send that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved. If you're a logger, you do a hashtag YOLG, and it'll be retweeted to our multitude of followers, and you'll be famous for all of about 5 seconds. But what it does, it enters you into our competition. For every entry, it's a lucky dip that you can win $20 or +5, +5, -5, £15, a gift card for PSN, XBL, Steam, or Nintendox. So, Victory Achieves this week. Nicole, do you want to do this? Do you want to talk about who finished what this week?
I can.
There's a big one at the top.
Well, my problem is my notes moved on me.
The short answer to that was really not.
We can talk about the first one when Nicole catches up. Chinny finished Skyrim.
Yeah.
God, did he play Skyrim.
Yes.
He played Skyrim for 100 hours plus, and he really gave it a crack. He really did it, and he hates wizards and elves and shit. So fair play to Chinny for doing that, and he streamed the majority of it on Twitch.
Right. I believe he also now hates Skyrim.
Yeah, I think so.
Am I finishing after with Dastardly Jabby? Am I going?
Yes, please.
Okay. Dastardly Jabby with Lego City Undercover. And these are all the Yolks, right? Yes. Jay Nezzy, I Am Alive. And Chinny again completed Super Hot.
Super Hot. Super, super hot. I want to play that.
And Gunslinger X-1983, Driver San Francisco.
Oh, I enjoyed that game. Yeah,
it's a fun game. Silly, very silly fun.
Yeah. So you were in a coma and you went into different bodies, didn't you, to drive different cars? That was cool.
It could happen.
Yeah.
No.
And Terraform finished Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Cheesesteak 87 finished Metro 2033 and Murdered Soul Suspect.
Bless him.
Metro was a great game.
I've still got that on my list.
I never finished Murdered Soul Suspect. Oopsie. All right. I liked it. All right, and our non-Yolks, Calling All Cars, Little Nightmares, not light ones, little ones. And really, what is that?
Puyo Tetris.
That's a real game.
It is a real game.
It's a Switch game.
All right. Switch, also pleaded by Calling All Cars. And then PG77, Braid. And Flecky90 finished Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh at all the Assassin's Creeds now. Thanks, guys. You suck.
China. So, thank you. Get completing those games.
Mark, you all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. Victory's Achieved.
Never gets old.
No,
never.
How tight did you get your swim set to get that high?
Yeah. All right. Well, we are at that time, folks. Thank you for sticking it out with us. If you are still listening to us, we do appreciate you downloading the show or watching us live or on Memorex. If you want to catch us live, you can just – it's easy. Go to your browser on Saturday night, 11 p.m. in the U.K., 6 p.m. on the East Coast, or if you're out on the West Coast, it's going to be an afternoon gig. But just go to your browser, type in twitch.tv/OC podcast, or go to this fantastic new service called Mixer, mixer.com/OC podcast. And you can even go to our YouTube page. Look us up on YouTube, and we'll be there broadcasting every Saturday, rain or shine, pretty much every weekend of the year, with the exception of Christmas. You can email the podcast, podcast@ocpod.com, just like Kenny999 did, and give us your predictions or just other feedback. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. You can be part of Facebook and be part of the cool kids group, fb.ocpod.com. That's our Facebook group. We are on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are everywhere your ears can possibly listen to us. And give us a review. Reviews are nice. We do really appreciate reviews. We haven't checked them in forever and a day, but that doesn't mean we don't want them. We also have cool kids clubs on consoles and PCs. So if you want to be part of a cool kids club, go on to your Xbox One and look up the OC Podcast Club. Go on to your PS4 and look up OC Podcast Community, and maybe you'll catch Mark. He might be on there. You never know. Mm. We're on Steam, OC Podcast Group on Steam. We're on Discord because that's a thing, folks, Discord. OC Podcast Server on Discord. Look us up, discord.ocpod.com. That's it for the show. So, with all that said, we're going to do some quick shout outs. We're going to wrap this up and let you all get to bed, eat dinner, or just do whatever. Mark, anybody yes. would like to give a special shout out to?
Just you guys for the, sort of like help and support last week and stuff, and the sort of like encouragement and stuff. So, it's a big help, Mark, and really appreciate it. Yes.
Breaking news. I have to interrupt you. I apologize.
What?
We did not cover the play date, so before we get out of here, we need to talk about the play date. Which, Robin, what's the play date? Alright, so if you wanna be playing some Mass Effect multiplayer, Better still?
Sunday evenings. We will be online playing game every single week. Doesn't matter. It'll be Halo. It'll be Mass Effect. It'll be
Gears.
Forza. It'll be something. Gears. Every week we play at this time. So if you see us online and you have the game, jump in.
Yeah, we'll have a party set up and just join the party and chat away.
Yeah.
And I want to throw this out there because, look, we do default kind of a tad towards Xbox. However, if you're on PlayStation. If you're a PlayStation 4 user, you know what? A number of people on the podcast team have PlayStations. So
yeah, all the important people have them.
Yeah.
We would take suggestions. Silly monkey. We would take suggestions. So, I mean, let us know. If you want to do a PlayStation date with us, Mark, Nicole, Robin, happy to help you out with that. Just look them up. And in fact, write us. Let us know the game you want to play. We'll host it. We're good with that, and you know, we want to be fair to everybody. So don't think this has to be an Xbox game. It can
also be PC. Well. Yep.
I was going to say it can be PC. Yeah. Richard Webster plays PC games. Mark plays PC games. Robin steals them from his children. So yes,
Fraser too.
We absolutely and Fraser. Who can forget our favorite Canadian?
You did a minute ago.
You want to play Mario Kart on Switch? That can come together as well. So, you know, whatever.
Mario Kart.
So don't think it has to be Xbox. You know, basically, at some point on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, we will be playing. Wait, 7 p.m. on the UK. Sorry.
Yeah.
Get my time zones mixed up. Who erased the time zones?
Not me.
My dates are gone. They're all gone.
So 7 p.m. UK will be 2 p.m. East and 10 a.m. West. Yeah?
Oh, 11 p.m. West. Yeah.
And we might go on a little bit later tomorrow evening because, well, no work on Monday.
Yay. Yes, exactly. So we'll be on there. Just find us. Hit us up on Twitter if you don't see us online. We'll rally. We'll get a game going.
So we're definitely doing Mass Effect tomorrow. And
that sounds good.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, I think that's a good call.
Yep.
All right. So, Mark, back to your closing shout out.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, you guys and I don't know. That's it, really. Not got any more. Sorry.
Nicole,
Robin,
would you like to shout out your son for sneaking up behind you?
Mark, pass it along.
Yeah, no, I forgot. It's just on last week. I forgot how to do things.
Okay. I had similar with Mark. A whole bunch of family just kind of decided to fall ill all at the same time. So a little shout out to you guys for your support with them, to them, who they're all recovering nicely, to the chat, because it's always fun to interact with the guys and gals that are in the chat as we do this as live as possible. And just to everybody on Twitter and who come and game with us, it's just a lot of fun. Robin?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Kelly's Heroes. So Kelly's Heroes is one of those old movies from the 80s, 70s, war movie with Clint Eastwood and Telly Savalas. And some of the guys on Facebook were talking about it this week, and damn it, that's a good movie.
Yes,
it's so full of so many good, funny lines. So everybody watch Kelly's Heroes this week and tell me what you think. Parsnip, our good old friend Parsnip. I just wanted to shout out Parsnip because from where he's been to where he seems to be now, he has been through a hell of a journey. And good old Parsnip seems to be getting his life together, and it seems to be going the right way for him.
Yeah. He's joined a new jiu-jitsu club.
Yeah, he's back to it.
Yeah, he's got a new home set up in Oregon, Beaverton.
Yeah, and a new relationship going on there. And just the smile seems to be back with him again.
Yeah.
And that's friggin' awesome. Proud of you, buddy. Absolutely proud of you. And to Fraser. Fraser has seen the photographs of me in Lycra, and he's been turned on so much that I believe he wants to get some of his own Lycra. So, that'll be fun. To Mark and Nicole, it's horrible when people aren't well. And, thanks very much. In the chat tonight, we had, in there still right now, Faye Gwent? Fuck Gwent. Yeah,
hey.
Very good. It's cool. Martin, Raining God, Zippo stuck us out. Sarah, Jason, Fraser's been in there. Chinny has been in there being like a dick. And lots of people. The chat's great fun. You're absolutely right, Nicole. And Greg, thank you very much for making it this week. You're a very good monkey grinder.
I try to grind with the monkeys as much as possible. Wait.
Oh no. Again. Anyway.
Big shout out to the three of you. As always, it's a blast podcasting with you guys. Shout out to the listeners, of course. We really do appreciate everybody that comes in and takes part either in the chat or just in the community in general. Well, all the yoggers, all the people doing Victory Achieved. I mean, it's pretty awesome to watch it all taking place. I do want to shout out a special individual, my brother-in-law, Frank. He doesn't listen to the show, but
of course,
he is facing cancer. And that's a tough thing to face. He's already kind of beaten the battle with cancer once, and unfortunately it's come back around. So we're wishing him all the best and the speedy recovery. And honestly, anybody facing something like that, if you ever need support, all of us are very open individuals. We're more than happy to help out where we can. I think that's kind of it. So let's call this a show. Let's wrap it up with a bow. Thanks again for listening, and catch us next week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Oh, we're keeping you up. You act like it's late at night or something.
Oh, too much exercise today, that's what it is.
It's good for you. So they say.
So they say.
Yeah. Is Nicole going to make it, or is she...
She's waiting in the sidelines, I think, there too.
Yeah, but I can't add her because she's not showing online. She's got a question mark in the circle.
Fuck. Well, do you know what? Yeah, I would never, ever... ever, ever let her touch anything of my electric equipment.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm with you, Rob. What the hell is that?
That's Robin.
I know. What is Robin doing? It's like he's going through his empty bottles or something.
Name Bongo the same because he's not really...
It should be Bongo the Insane.
Set up for years.
The irony in the name.
Oh, get out of my face!
No, I said get it out.
Get it out of my face!
Bollocks!
What?
My Skype cam is tiny.
That's a personal problem.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh! Bollocks, you fucking asswipe!
Sean, sorry. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to...
Oh, can you hear me? That is bad English, yeah. Sean. Sorry, that is bad English. Do not listen to me. Right.
Alright. I'm ready whenever, Mark.
Stop zooming in and out, Robin.
No.
Are levels okay, Mark? That's the other question. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Check, check, check. Twiddle-dum, twiddle-dee.
Yes. Hang on, I can hear Nicole trying to start her internet up.
Oh dear.
Oh my god, I haven't heard that in ever!
Since yesterday.
Alright, we're clear.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, fuck, my ass is still sore. The bloody bike.
Nicole, your son...
Hey, dude. Mm-hmm. How was the quesadillas?
Yes.
Good. But I will tell you, if it hadn't have been for Robin, I wouldn't have started liking vinegar on my fries.
Oh, my God. You never had vinegar on fries?
No.
You haven't.
I thought I was being really weird.
I've had vinegar on fries before.
Vinegar,
but I'm
on
not
fish and
the
chips.
Biggest fan.
Oh, my God. Vinegar on fish and chips. Mm.
Years ago, you probably heard the story, but I had noodles in a shitty little diner Chinese place in Chinatown with Jim Rockford Files. Damn, what was his name? Greg.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Rockford Files, what was his name?
Yeah, Jim Garner.
Yes.
Yeah, he was at a table. I didn't really know who he was. Sat down, we got chatting, then it clicked and I went, oh, fuck. And he was just sitting in the corner, and I sat beside him. We sat for half an hour and chatted. And nice man.
I believe it. Why is Nicole's camera suddenly moving around?
Oh, I was messing with Sean.
Oh, all right.
This is Jim Rockford.
I'm showing you my name.
Very good.
Nice. Good job, Mark.
Oh, bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I used to love this.
Oh, right, okay, I'm away. All right, guys, good night.
Okay. Good night, guys.
See ya.
See
you. See you tomorrow for Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Bye. Hi, guys. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.